Om Shanti. When we leave our bodies during the whole of the cycle, it's not because I, the soul, have run out of fuel. It's because the body I act through is made of matter, and so it has a finite timeline. It finishes, and I move on, continuing my part through another body. But at the end of the cycle, it's another issue, especially if you're a Brahmin, one of the oldest souls on the planet. Because in this last birth of the cycle, I am running out of fuel. And that's what it feels like for most Brahmins. They feel like they're just overwhelmed by a kind of emptiness, suffering, emotional pain, insecurities of every sort, and negativity within. It's really as if we've run out of fuel. Meaning, when we reach Baba finally, at the end of that, it is as though we take a new birth, not just in the sense that now I know I belong to him, I have a new mother, new father, new family, I'm going back to school, and I'm a child again through this new identity of being a soul. It's not just that I stay in this body through a deal he's made with me, and therefore what otherwise would have been a departure from this body is delayed. But literally, where do I get the energy, the fuel for me, the soul? Where do I get the power to finish all those final accounts? So this is where Karan Karavanhar Baba becomes extremely significant, and this awareness extremely essential for my life. I can't afford just to go around being Sharona. This we already know. As Brahmins, I must be cultivating the identity of myself as a soul in the costume labeled Sharona. But even beyond that, I, the soul, would not be able to even lift a spoon if it weren't for Baba, Karan Karavanhar Baba, getting that done through me. He's providing the fuel that otherwise I had none of anymore. So my every movement, let alone my every behavior and action, is only possible because of Karan Karavanhar Baba, the one who's getting it done through me. So fine for me to practice how every movement is being done by I, the soul, Karanhar, and make that difference between the body and the soul, the one driving this body, but not any the less important, indeed, if not more important, is Karan Karavanhar, the one who's enabling Karanhar to do, because he's there getting it done. This is the automatic way of balancing karma and yoga, which is so important if I want to stay free from all the influences of the past or all the influences coming from around me. In other words, karmateet. Om Shanti. Do you remember what it feels like to be very, very thirsty, and then finally to be given water? Do you remember what it feels like to be very, very hungry, and then finally to be given food? These feelings of deep and complete satisfaction, these are the feelings you can experience in the Supreme Abode, the home. It's the experience of being held by the Mother Father in silence, with water and food to my very soul being restored. How does my cell phone feel when finally I remember to plug it in? This restoring of its life force. If my cell phone could feel, what would be the feelings? Or more appropriately, a newborn baby in her mother's arms. The two of them. A meeting of the eyes and heart. As if the very life force of the child is sustained only through this. Language of silence. Language of being connected soul to soul. Language of belonging. This is the experience of the Supreme Abode. A filling, a stabilizing, a connecting, a belonging. Om Shanti.
just to know you. Just to live inside your grace. Just to feel you. Bye.